2. A week of rest. Sunday, May 8, A.D. 29, at Jerusalem, the Sanhedrin passed a decree closing all the synagogues of Palestine to Jesus and his followers. This was a new and unprecedented usurpation of authority by the Jerusalem Sanhedrin. Theretofore, each synagogue had existed and functioned as an independent congregation of worshippers, and was under the rule and direction of its own board of governors. Only the synagogues of Jerusalem had been subject to the authority of the Sanhedrin. This summary action of the Sanhedrin was followed by the resignation of 5 of its members. 100 messengers were immediately dispatched to convey and enforce this decree. Within the short space of 2 weeks, every synagogue in Palestine had bowed to this manifesto of the Sanhedrin, except the synagogue at Hebron. The rulers of the Hebron synagogue refused to acknowledge the right of the Sanhedrin to exercise such jurisdiction over their assembly. This refusal to accede to the Jerusalem decree was based on their contention of congregational autonomy, rather than on sympathy with Jesus' cause. Shortly thereafter, the Hebron synagogue was destroyed by fire. This same Sunday morning, Jesus declared a week's holiday, urging all of his disciples to return to their homes or friends to rest their troubled souls and speak words of encouragement to their loved ones. He said, "Go to your several places to play or fish while you pray for the extension of the kingdom." This week of rest enabled Jesus to visit many families and groups about the seaside. He also went fishing with David Zebedee on several occasions. And while he went about alone much of the time, there always lurked nearby 2 or 3 of David's most trusted messengers, who had no uncertain orders from their chief respecting the safeguarding of Jesus. There was no public teaching of any sort during this week of rest. This was the week that Nathanael and James Zebedee suffered from more than a slight illness. For 3 days and nights they were acutely afflicted with a painful digestive disturbance. On the third night, Jesus sent Salome, James's mother, to her rest while he ministered to his suffering apostles. Of course, Jesus could have instantly healed these 2 men, but that is not the method of either the Son or the Father in dealing with these commonplace difficulties and afflictions of the children of men on the evolutionary worlds of time and space. Never once throughout all of his eventful life in the flesh did Jesus engage in any sort of supernatural ministration to any member of his earth family or in behalf of any one of his immediate followers. Universe difficulties must be met, and planetary obstacles must be encountered as a part of the experience training provided for the growth and development, the progressive perfection, of the evolving souls of mortal creatures. The spiritualization of the human soul requires intimate experience with the educational solving of a wide range of real universe problems. The animal nature and the lower forms of will creatures do not progress favorably in environmental ease. Problematic situations, coupled with exertion stimuli, conspire to produce those activities of mind, soul, and spirit which contribute mightily to the achievement of worthy goals of mortal progression, and to the attainment of higher levels of spirit destiny.